Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, just one point of clarification. I appreciate Scott Moorfield texted Fred. They have property tax in Tennessee. They just don't have personal property tax.
Right.
And they don't have state income tax. So that's pretty significant. Yes, it does. So this is fun to kind of go back in history. And he'll hear, rather, Bill Gates and what he said about the apocalypse, the climate apocalypse.
Certainly climate change will make entire ecosystems die off. It'll make parts of the world, you know, impossible to live in.
It is rushing at us with such speed and force, it's completely unprecedented.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
The world that you will be bringing your children up in and your grandchildren up in will be increasingly unhealthy and uninhabitable.
No. It is what we decide now that will define the rest of humanity's future.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite. Greta, she makes me throw up in my mouth just a little bit. But now, you know, the first soundbite there was Bill Gates then. Here's Bill Gates now. Is there alcohol or weed involved or something?
Climate is a super important problem. There's enough innovation here to avoid super bad outcomes.
What?
We won't achieve our best goal. Okay. The 1.5 or even the 2 degrees.
Darn it.
And as we go about trying to minimize that, we have to frame it in terms of overall human welfare, not just everything should be solely for climate.
I am speechless here this afternoon that Bill Gates, someone who has been chief among climate alarmists, and Gregory Wrightstone is with us, a geologist and executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Virginia. I mean, that kind of made me, if I was driving, I may have driven off the road there, Gregory, that he finally admitted what some of us have been saying for a long, long time.
Yeah, I was doing fist pumps when I first read about it. And he's not alone. There were a couple, there were really several of these previous climate alarmists, big ones, that have now come around and say, well, you know, it isn't really an existential threat after all. It's a problem, but, you know, we need to take care of the world's poor and take care of making sure they're okay. And so Kathy Hochul in New York, again, just yesterday, said about the same thing. We can't ignore the fact disruptions in our economy have occurred because of our climate policies. I have to moderate and ensure I'm doing something right for the people of New York. And then also there was a Ted Norhaus of the Breakthrough Institute came out again just a couple of days ago saying about the same thing. Is, well, yeah, I said that the world was going to end because of climate change, and you know I was wrong. It was mostly hyperbole, and the predictions I was using were that I thought were going to occur. Now I observe there's no way they're going to occur. There might be some warming, but it won't be 5 degrees Celsius warming. It might be 2. We can handle that. And so we've got these people coming out. There's been a sea change. It's really been moving in the direction of the truth, the facts, the science, the data that we've been talking about every time I'm on your show.
Part of it is because of the science. Now, sea change is an interesting word, because there was even in the past week a story about sea level, which has been exaggerated, the rise of sea level. And now they're kind of admitting this, right?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, and okay, sea level, we're in a warming period. That's a fact. That's given. We know that for a fact. We can talk a little bit about how we know that, but it's definitely warming. And sea level, because of that, is rising at the rate of 7 inches per century. It's rising in the year 2025, this decade, at the same rate as what it did in the mid and late 1800s. It's not accelerating, which you would expect if CO2 was driving increasing temperatures. We should see increased sea level rise rate, and we're not.
Yeah.
And it's not. And again, 7 inches in a century, well, that's barely your great-great-great-grandkids. It will barely be above their ankles. Is that something to worry about? No. And the other thing with sea level, I believe we talked about this last time I was on your show. Forgive me for my horse.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
My wife gave me her nasty cold. But if we look at sea level, some of the most at-risk islands in the world are the Maldives in the Indian Ocean that are barely above sea level. 18,000 years ago, those islands were also barely above sea level. And in the last 18,000 years, sea level has risen nearly 400 feet. So you have to ask yourself, obviously, the question is, why are those islands not under 400 feet of water? And it's because these islands grow along with sea level. Coral grows very fast. And there's a geologic process known as accretion, where the sands and gravels get swept up onto the island and then distributed by natural forces and winds across the island. It occurs slowly. So they're saying the Maldives are going to be underwater in 3 decades. Well, that'll be what, 3 inches of sea level rise? If they haven't been underwater with 400 feet, why would the next three?
It's unbelievable. Gregory Wrightstone is with us. He's a geologist, executive director of the CO2 Coalition. Let me address one issue that is really, I think this is important. And I feel like for 2 decades, I've been one of the few people that have ever brought this up consistently in my climate change interviews, either with you, Dr. Roy Spencer has become a friend, Dr. Anthony Lupo, who is a climatologist at the University of Missouri. And I think this was illustrated by Bill Gates. What about all the people on the planet that the left in particular is supposed to have open, warm hearts for, feed them, make sure that they can survive, who do not have access to water, to electricity, to some of the things that we're all spoiled for? But these are the people, the climate alarmists, that want everyone to live in basically a shack in order to solve the world's problems, which wouldn't be solved anyway, we now know, and Bill Gates is admitting it. So let's as someone who is not a denier myself, I don't think you are either, someone who acknowledges that the climate is shifting and changing, let's focus on what we can do to adjust and to, you know, make changes to whatever we do in the future. I'm kind of drawing a blank on the exactly. word here that I'm looking for, but that, you know what I mean.
Yeah, and there's a direct correlation between energy consumption and prosperity and GDP, gross domestic product. The more energy you consume, the better off you are financially.
Right.
And the worst, and what they're doing, these climate alarmists, up until hopefully he has had a true conversion, Bill Gates and the others, they had been proposing to completely cancel out. It's basically the global south, the developing world of sub-Saharan Africa, Asia, Southeast Asia, India, Vietnam, and the others. They want to prohibit them from developing their domestic energy reserves of oil and natural gas and coal. They want to prevent that. And what they're doing is destining these billions of people, and they are billions of people living in energy poverty. They're destining them to continue generational poverty.
That's awful.
It's awful. Yeah. It's just hard. And what do we want to do to lift these people up out of generational poverty? Provide them affordable, abundant, reliable energy. And that's how you lift these people up out of energy poverty. I've got a science and research associate, DJ Jayaraj, that lives over in southern India and writes a lot about this. And he experiences it on a daily basis of his electricity going out, how the people there have to suffer, how the woman with the seamstress down that he knows saved up and bought an electric sewing machine. But now the electric goes out so often,
yeah, right.
She can't use it.
Yeah, that's
it. Well, she had a pedal operated one, and she really was excited about this. But now it's down for 3 hours a day, and she can't use it.
It's an important part of the conversation that has been missing in most of the legacy media. And that very difficult word that I was struggling for, because apparently it feels like more of a Monday than a Wednesday, was adaptation. Let's learn how to adapt to this, because if we know things are coming and we know some things are changing, we are smart enough in this society in particular to make adaptations and still survive as a human species. It's always great to have you on, Gregory. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.